And before we go in, amen, I just want to like to thank Pastor for giving me the opportunity to preach, amen. And like I like to thank God, amen, for giving me the calling, amen, to be I'm the youth pastor, amen, amen. So Mark chapter 4, verse 35. We're gonna read verse 35 through 41. And the same day, when the even was come, and he said unto them, let us pass over unto on the other side. And when they had set away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship, and there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake him, and said unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose, and rebuked the wind, and said unto the sea, peace be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, why are ye so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? And they feared exceedingly, and said one to another, some manner of man is this, that that even the wind and the sea obey him? Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. Today I would like to preach my sermon for today. And the title of my sermon is "Who Are You Calling in the Storm?" Amen, amen. So, in life, there are storms. Amen, amen. And like in the natural, like you know, there are storms. There are hurricanes. There are all kind of natural disasters out there. Amen, amen. But in life we all have storms. Amen. And then in this verse, amen, like it was talking about a thunderstorm. Amen. Some kind of a powerful, storm that it was strong enough, amen, to rock the ship, amen, they fear for their lives, amen, amen. And back in those days, amen, everybody who was on a ship, they are experience in sailing, amen, amen, amen. So, amen. So like if they were afraid of the storm, amen, then the storm, it was such a powerful and destructive storm, amen, amen. And in the desperation, amen, they cried out, unto Jesus to save them. Amen. Amen. And then it was true back then, amen, and it's true right now. Amen. Amen. Because if we are going through situations, amen, if we call on Jesus, amen, then he will help us. Amen. Amen. It may not be a physical type of storm, amen. But like, you know, the storm, like, you know, I'm like, it could go by, like, you know, I'm another name, amen. Like a depression, anxiety, amen. Peer pressure, amen. Body shaming, amen. Cyberbullying, amen. Like all these things that you guys are facing, like, you know, in your life, amen. Like, you know, God, I'm just able to help you, like, you know, through everything, amen, amen. Now, a little bit of about a storm and how powerful a storm can be, amen. I did, like, you know, a little bit of research on storm, and I'm not, like, you know, a meteorologist or anything like that. The power of the storm, like, you know, it depends on, like, on a certain type of factors, like the size and strength, amen, like, you know, the larger a storm is, the more type of energy it contains, amen, amen, and there is also, like, you know, the temperature and, like, air pressure, amen, like, you know, the more, like warm or humid it is, the stronger the storm, amen. And then, like, you know, there is, like, you know, wind shear, amen. And then, like, you know, depending on the location of where you are, amen, it could also depend how fast the storm form, amen, amen. And then, like, you know, in terms of the energy level of, like, a full, like, storm, like, you know, like, in terms of, like, in terms of just a average, hurricane, amen. And then we all have experiences with hurricanes, amen, amen. So, like, the average hurricane, it releases 600 terawatts per day, and, like, this is equivalent to 10,000 nuclear bombs, like, you know, over the course of its cycle, amen. So that is a lot of energy, amen, amen, and, like, such a destructive type of power, amen, amen. But, like, you know, as we read, like, you know, in Matthew 4 verse 39, it said that, like, he arose from his slumber and rebuked the storm, and the wind it ceased, and the storm it stopped. Amen, amen. And that is the power of the God that we are serving. Amen. Like he is so strong. Amen. He's able to rebuke the storm. Amen. And if he did it for a physical storm, amen, then he could also help you in your situation, amen, amen. Because, like, I know that, like, for some people, like school, like, you know, started last Monday, amen, and then some people, like, you know, they start school tomorrow, amen, amen. So, like, you know, as you guys are, like, in school or going back to school, amen, you are going, like, you know, to face, like, you know, different type of obstacles, and different types of challenges, amen. And, like, I just want you guys to have hope, amen. And, like, no matter how big or small, like, you know, the obstacle or crisis it may be, amen. If you call on Jesus, amen, then he will see you through to, like, you know, the crisis. Amen. Like, if you depend on him, if you wait on him, amen, like, you know, like, he, like, you know, will guide you through it. Amen. Amen. And, like, as we did with the scenario of the plane crash, amen. And like, you know, and you guys have like, you know, have to work together to pick like, you know, on your 10 items to like, you know, survive, amen. Like, you know, you guys have friends like, you know, like I'm in the youth group, amen. If you guys like, you know, like come together and work together, amen. Like, you know, and pray about certain things that's going on in your life, like, amen. Like God, like, you know, I'm gonna help you through it, amen. Because like, you know, it says like, you know, in His word, like, you know, if two or three or have gathered together, amen. Then He is in the midst of it, amen, amen. So if you guys come together as friend and as a youth group, amen. And then you guys are unstoppable through Christ, amen, amen. If we could turn to Matthew chapter 14 verse 22, amen. We're gonna read about Peter, amen. And I think, guys, everybody should know this story, amen. It's how Peter, how he walked on water, amen. And then then it says, and straight away, Jesus constrained his disciple to get into his ship, and to go before him onto the other side. So while he said, the multitudes away, and when he has sent the multitudes away, he went to a mountain apart to pray, and when the evening was come, he was there alone, but the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth of watch of the night, and then Jesus he went unto them, and walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It is a spirit," and they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, "Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid." And Peter answered him and said, "Lord, if it be thou, bid me to come unto thee on the water." And he said to come. And when Peter was down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go unto Jesus. Amen. And when he saw that the wind was boisterous, he was afraid and began to sink. He cried, "Lord, save me!" And immediately, Jesus, he stretched forth his hand and caught him, and saying unto him, "O thou of little faith, wherefore did thou have doubt?" And when they were come into the ship, the wind ceased. And then they were in the ship, and they came and worshiped him, and saying, "Of a truth, thou art the Son of God." Amen. So like in this story, amen. Like, you know, it was another storm, amen. And like, I'm not sure if you are sensing a theme, a theme, amen. But like in this example, amen. There is a storm, and Jesus, like, you know, like he was not on the ship at this time. However, like, he knew, like, you know, that he knew that his disciples, like, you know, they needed him, amen. So, like, he was walking, like, you know, on the water to go towards the ship, and then Peter, like, you know, saw and then asked, like, Lord, if it was you, to please allow me to come out and to walk towards you, amen. And so, like, and Peter walked on the water, amen, amen. It was his faith and trust in God, amen, that allowed him to walk on the water, amen, amen. He kept his eyes on God, amen, and he was able to do a miracle, amen. But also, in this story, amen, like, you know, it shows, like, how he took his eyes, like, you know, off of Jesus, and then onto his, like, you know, his surroundings, his situation, his circumstances, and then he began to sink, amen. And, like, you know, it goes to tell us that we should not be focused, like, you know, on what's going on, like, you know, with, like, you know, other people, or with, like, you know, or with situations, amen, like that. If we just focus on God, if we focus on His Word, amen. If we have trust in Him, amen. Then He will see us through any type of situation, amen. If we just depend on God, amen, He will see us through, amen. 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 Like, you know, so, like, in both of these two stories, amen, like, you know, there was, like, you know, a storm, amen. And, like, back into the first story, amen, like, you know, they were desperate, like, you know, for, like, you know, a solution, amen, or to be rescued, amen. And, like, God, like, you know, He does His best work in desperation, amen. When you, like, you know, are desperate and you use, like, you know, off, like, all of your physical some resources, amen, amen. So whenever you're desperate to go out and to reach out to God, amen. However, amen, like, you know, it goes to tell us, amen, that we should not wait until we reach the point of desperation for us, like, you know, to reach out unto God, amen. Like, you know, if we have, like, you know, a continual walk with God, if we have, like, you know, if we have a prayer life with Him, amen. Then, like, you know, He will still be able, like, you know, to help us and to give us, like, you know, the solution, amen, amen. And then I want to give you guys a personal example of how God, like, you know, of how He answers a prayer, like, you know, in my life, amen. I remember it was on a Monday night, amen. I knew that I had to teach at the nursing home, amen. So I was asking God, like, you know, for, like, you know, a sermon for me to preach at the nursing home. So like you know I was praying, and I remember because I was like right here in the corner. And then for me, I'm the corner because I feel like you know that it's just me and God and that I am just you know I'm all by myself. Amen. Like I feel like you know apart. Like I feel that I have no distractions. Amen. Amen. So like as I was praying, amen. The sermon it began to form, amen. And the sermon it was about unity, amen. As I was praying, I was like, Lord, it makes no sense. How does unity, I'm gonna help, the people at the nursing home, amen. So, I was confused as to why, the topic, it came to, my mind, but I just kept on praying, amen. And then the sermon of the divinity, it kept on coming, and then soon all the verses on the topic it began to come. So I just went with it, amen. And then it was a couple, if it wasn't the same night, amen, it was a couple of days afterwards, amen. Pastor, he brought me into his office, and then he told me that that I was gonna preach or do a message for a group of people because the speaker was unable to do it, amen. So then it started to click, amen. The sermon that I have received, amen. It was not for the nursing home, amen. It was for that group of people, amen. So God, he was able to answer, my prayer, amen. Not in the situation that I like I'm not in a situation of what I wanted, but he gave me the answer for something that for something that I needed, amen, amen. Because at that time I didn't know that I was going to preach, amen. I just thought that I was not aware of it, but you know what, God, he knew, amen, amen. And because I was there at the right time and to pray, I was in his presence, amen. He gave me the things that I needed in time, amen. Amen. And that is how he works. Amen. We ask for things that we want. Amen. However, he gave us the things that we need. Amen. Amen. And then I just want to to thank God for that. Amen. Amen. And then the same is true for you guys, amen. Because I know I know that in our class that we are learning on the different parts of prayer, amen, amen. and like, you know, and just keep this, like, you know, in mind, amen. That when you ask, like, you know, for anything, like, you know, that you may want or desire, God, like, you know, I'm always answer, amen. Amen. But you have to have, like, you know, a continuous, like, you know, I'm a prayer life. I'm with God. Amen. 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 And then, like, you know, and God, he always answers, like, you know, I'm your prayers or desires of your hearts. Amen. Because he did it with, like, you know, with the storm. Amen. And then. And then he did it, like, I'm with Peter, amen. And then he did it, like, you know, with the women, with the issue of blood, amen. Because this woman, like, you know, she had, like, you know, a problem with blood of over 12 years, amen. And she was, like, you know, almost desperate, amen. And then she heard how, like, you know, how Jesus, like, you know, how he was, I'm in town, amen. So, like, you know, she took, like, you know, risk, amen, to go out there and to find Jesus, amen. And as she was, like, crawling, like, you know, I'm on the floor, amen. She just touched the hem of his garment, amen. And she was made whole, amen, amen. Because she had that faith, amen. And because she reached out there and she touched him, amen. And the same is true for you guys, amen. Like, if you have that faith in God, if you trust in God, if you just reach out to him, amen, he will help you, amen. He will answer your prayer, and he will be there with you in your time of trouble, amen, amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Like, so, don't be, so don't be, I'm discouraged about any type, like, you know, of situation or how bad, like, you know, as it may seem, amen. I am aware, like, you know, I'm like some of you guys, like, you know, in terms, like, you know, of school, like, you know, it may not be, like, you know, in the best of situations, but, like, you know, if you have trust in God, if you keep your eyes on him, amen, then he will see you through it, amen, amen. And then the last verse or the last set of scripture that we are going to read is from John 11, 17 through 27. Okay, so, like, this, like, with this verse, the scripture rather, it is about Lazarus, amen. And then Lazarus, he was sick, amen. But then he died. Before Jesus was able to reach him, and to heal him, amen. However, amen. Like, so God's timing is not like our timing, amen, amen. So it says here in verse 17, when Jesus came, he found that he had lain in a grave 4 days already. Now, Bethany was nigh unto Jerusalem, about 15 furlongs off, and many of the Jews came unto Martha and Mary to confront them concerning their brother. Then Martha as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him, but Mary sat still in the house. Then Martha said unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hast been here, my brother he would not have died, but I know that even now, whatsoever you ask of God, he will give thee. Amen. And then Jesus, he said unto her, the brother shall rise again. And the Martha said unto him, I know that he shall, rise again in the resurrection at the last day. And then Jesus he said unto her, I am the resurrection, amen, and the life, amen. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, he shall live again, amen, amen. He is the resurrection power, amen, amen, amen. And then she said unto him, Yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, who come into the world. Amen. Amen. So we are servant of God of resurrection power. Amen. Amen. It may be late. Amen. In our time. And amen. It's not late, for God, amen, amen. Because His timing, it is the best timing, amen. No matter in the situation, amen. No matter what we are facing, amen. Even if it appears to be too late, amen, it is not too late, for God, amen, amen. And that He is the God of resurrection, amen. He could bring so dead things back to life again, amen, amen. And everybody in here, is a vessel, amen. Or we have a spirit man, amen. And then some are stronger than others, and then some are weak or near death, amen. Or some are still dead, amen. But you know what though, God is here, amen. He is in this place, amen. And then He is a God of resurrection, amen. The dead. There is nothing, I'm too great for Him, to do, amen. If He is able to calm the storm, amen. If He is able, to heal the sick and the blind, amen. If He is able to bring a person, back from the dead, then there is nothing that He cannot do. Amen. 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 If you could all please stand, I am about to close. Amen. And then if my young people can come up to the altar, amen, I'm gonna just end it on this point. Amen. Amen. So God is a God, as we learn, in this last point, God is a God of resurrection, God is a God of the resurrection. Amen, amen. He can help you out. Amen. In any type of situation. Amen, amen. And I'm not I know that most of you guys have, like, you know, I'm the Holy Ghost, amen, amen. But, like, you know, for some people, like, you know, it may have been a while before you spoke it, amen. Or, like, or for some of you guys, like, you know, you may not receive the Holy Ghost, like, you know, as of yet, amen. But like, you know, but God, like, you know, he wants to free you guys up today, amen, or to give you, like, you know, a refilling of the Holy Ghost, amen, amen. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna ask all of the ministers to come down. We're gonna pray over each of you guys, amen. Amen. And then what I want you guys to do is to reach out, is to pray, amen. Is to talk to God, amen. And the prayer is just a conversation between you and the Lord, amen. Amen. And then if you want to receive, like, you know, his special gift, amen. All you have to do is just raise your hand up. I say, Lord, I like to, like, you know, receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, amen, amen. And then as the minister, as they come to pray, over you, what they're gonna do, like, you know, is just to ask, like, you know, if they're able, like, you know, to pray over you. All you have to do is say yes, and they'll come and they will, like, you know, we'll pray over you guys, and then we believe that the guys were able to receive the Holy Ghost or to have, like, you know, a refilling of the Holy Ghost. Amen, amen. So if we all just I'm just praying right now. Amen.
Right now, how about we have the young people come forward and adults? How about we fill in this altar around them? Let's create an atmosphere right now of praise and worship. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for your presence and your spirit. That's right. Hallelujah. Just together as a church, it's not just the young people, but all of us right now are just calling on the Lord. Oh God, we know that Jesus, you are speaking to us. You're ministering to our hearts and our minds. We ask you right now to come into this place to fill our hearts, Lord. Oh, Jesus, we lay our lives down. Lord, I ask your forgiveness of every sin, Lord Jesus, of the iniquity, Lord God, in my heart. I ask you to forgive me, to wash it away, Lord. I want your presence, Jesus. I want to know you in a deeper way, Lord God. Oh, Jesus, I believe in you. I don't want to be just a casual follower. Lord, I want to pursue you. I want to know you better. In the name of Jesus, I pray, Lord, that you would pour out your spirit in this place. Oh, Lord God, that you would give us an experience in your presence, God. Oh, oh, that's right. Hallelujah. Just say what you want to say to him. Talk to him right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I love you, Jesus. I need you in my life. I need you, Lord God. I don't want to go to school without you, Jesus. Lord, I know that I've got friends and I've got family, and Lord, I got people who love me, but there's still something in my heart that's missing. I want you. I want you to fill my heart. I want you to fill me, Lord Jesus, with your spirit. Oh, Lord, we ask you, God, pour out the anointing, Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on, adults, don't worry about just praying for them. Get it for yourself. Show them what it's like to pray, to pursue after the Lord. Oh, God, I need you. If you want to bow down, bow down. If you want to kneel at the altar, kneel at the altar. Lift your hands. Raise your voice. Whatever you've got to do to connect in the presence of God. Lord, we believe that it's not just a belief, but it is an experience. That, Lord, you would allow us to feel your love. That, God, you would fill us with joy and peace in the Holy Ghost. Right now, we release it upon every heart, Lord. We release it upon every mind. The peace and joy of the Holy Ghost. Young person, you're called by God. You are anointed by the Lord. Hallelujah. You're not just another person going to school, but you are called by God to shine the light of the Holy Ghost. You are anointed. You are powerful. Your prayers are impactful. Hallelujah. Just speak it. And whatsoever you speak unto the Lord, believe and it shall be done. In Jesus' name, yes, Lord. Oh, God, we give it over to you right now in Jesus' name. I command that every chain of addiction be broken in Jesus' name. I pray that every chain of addiction be removed. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, I rebuke every spirit of depression right now. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke every spirit of depression. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray, let the peace and joy of the Holy Ghost come in. Oh, in Jesus' name, Lord, you don't just belong in the light, but also in the darkness. Lord God, you are God, no matter where we are at, if we're around others or if we are alone. So in Jesus' name, I pray, Lord, you would release your spirit at night when we are alone in our rooms. Lord God, when no one else is around. And Lord Jesus, we feel that haunting. I pray for the peace and joy of the Holy Ghost. Give your angels charge over us to keep us, Lord, to protect us from all spiritual and physical evil. In the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord, in Jesus' name. Lord Jesus, you are the friend that sticks closer than a brother. Lord, you are the friend that will never leave our side. You are the friend that goes with us. You will never leave us nor forsake us. Oh, that's right. The Holy Ghost is moving right now in this place. In Jesus' name. Oh, yes, Lord. You are the peace in the storm. Oh, Jesus, you are the foundation when we step out of the boat. You are the resurrection and the life. Jesus, you are the one. You are the one. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus.